back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Dwayne Sand, President and CEO of North Star Water.
Well, absolutely. Reverse osmosis, I'm a nuclear engineer by trade, but there's not a lot of reverse osmosis, but there is water treatment, and all of the water that is sold to oil companies from wells is potable water. It's drinking water. It's the same lines that feed truck depots and feed oil pads, feed the water faucets in every kitchen that it goes to, or every house it connects. And there is no stringent water requirements for, water quality requirements for the oil industry that's needed like that. Especially with these slick water fracs, which I spoke about earlier, where the average well now is twice to three times more water per well per frac. They don't need, the temperature requirements are just much less because there's less chemical added to the water, which means that impurities in the water are not as big a deal as they used to be. So the taxpayers are spending a large amount of water for cleaned up chlorinated WAS water, which has one central location for that treatment, which is right on the south side of Williston on Highway 85 as you drive in from McKenzie County into Williams County, where Williston is. And that's another flaw in their design, by the way, which means now that instead of these small towns getting water from multiple sources, now all these towns have one source, and that's called WAS. So if there's ever a major problem at that centralized treatment plant on the Missouri River, south of Williston, all of these towns will be affected.
So that brings up an interesting question, which is, if you go back to the 1990s, we had a decade, essentially, of low oil prices, all but maybe 1 or 2 years. And so to have low oil prices for a period of time isn't unheard of. And if WAS has a large percentage of projections and finances tied to the oil and gas industry, and there's a downturn, how does that impact the taxpayers? Because isn't that kind of what this is all about? Is they're in the hole and they need a bailout?
Well, that's exactly what this is. It's a bailout. It's a taxpayer-funded bailout for a government entity, a political subdivision called the Western Area Water Supply, who has based all these projections and gotten money from the legislature based on these projections to grow a pipeline to unsustainable levels now, such that the revenues are way less than, the cash going out. So now they're asking private industry to bail out their competitor, which is the government selling government-subsidized treated water for oil fracking. It's ridiculous, and it's a huge story, and the more that the average taxpayer in North Dakota finds out about it, when they see that their property taxes are going up because the state can't keep up with that, or the school districts are raising taxes because the state can't ebb the flow of this downturn, both in the ag market and the oil market, they're going to be furious about it, and they should be, because the legislature should never have created it in the first place to be in competition. They should have funded it with the appropriate amount of money to bring water to farmers and ranchers in small towns like it should have been, and not to rely on industrial water sales putting itself directly in competition with those of us in the independent water providing industry.
So what's next for this? I mean, everybody knows the problem. Even the people in the state capitol know the problem, and their solution is to throw more money at it. What's your idea of a solution for this problem?
Well, the solution is very simple, actually. The solution is stop two things. Stop growing WAS, except for what's needed to bring water to farmers and ranchers. Get out of the industrial water business. It cannot sustain It's first wrong in the first place, but it cannot sustain itself on growth from revenue projections based on an oil industry who has ebbed largely and has not recovered yet in the future. The other solution is, and it's sad, but it's where we are now, is we're going to have to meet the gap by directly appropriating money from the legislature. You cannot just tax water in for one use in one area of the state different from other uses on the private industry that's in competition with the government. So the state government who created this mess is going to have to bail out WAS, and when they do that, they had to fire everyone who's there, quite frankly, because they have mismanaged the growth of this and put the taxpayers at great risk, now requiring tens of millions of dollars in bailout money. It should never have occurred in the first place.
Any final thoughts, any comments you might want to make that either we didn't touch on or things you think that should be restated? I guess I like to give guests the final thoughts to go whatever direction they want. So final thoughts?
Well, it's just disappointing that Republican leaders are who created this mess, their only solution is to increase taxes and not cut spending like they should have. They have created this mess, and it needs to be stopped. But they're not going to stop unless they hear from people. So more stories about educating the folks of North Dakota, I think, the more exerted on those legislators. We have to understand that, you know, if your industry, your revenue, you know, I say to legislators all the time, who's created this wealth, this surplus? It's people, it's private businesses investing money in infrastructure and doing business that creates this wealth. So to impose restrictions on generating tax revenue for the government by putting direct competition of this sort with them, it's wrong, and they just need to remember where they came from. And I don't know if we're going to get there, if it's going to take a long time, but it needs to be done.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dwayne Sand, President and CEO of North Star Water, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Packing gravel in the noonday sun, shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now some folks dine at the table, others land in the pot. Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. 'Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
many of you are familiar with, like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4246. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.